Okay, so last week we set up that there are the following categories. You have ochel when it's a normal desired ingredient. Then you have ochel when it's to give tam or give substance to something else, and the something else is the real thing that the person wants to eat. And then you have ledevak. It's just there to hold the other ingredients together. So basically, you have a general rule of kol sheyesh bo b'chamesh saminim mevarech alav borei minei mezonos. So everyone, of course, agrees that applies whenever the mizonos is in the is in a taroves, it's in a dish, as a regular ingredient. Then certainly the halacha is that the special characteristics of mizonos determine the bracha. The machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana, and our Gemara, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, is where, as the Rajba says, by the case of Chavetz Kedera, or Riyata de Chakloi, which we're learning is the same thing, like Rashi says, that the question is, because over there, factually, it's Lachshiro Latimo. It's to give substance or taste to the Dvash. And that's where you have the machlokas, as we said last week. Does it go by the chefza, by the shem ochel, or is it in terms of the gavra, meaning in terms of the human intent? What is he looking? What dish is he looking to eat? What defines the essence? Is the essence in terms of the objective of the gavra, the intent of the gavra, or is it in terms of the shem ochel? But everybody agrees that ledevek definitely does not get a bracha. And last week we said, because ledevek, it's not being introduced into the taroves, into the substance, into the dish, as really as an ochel. It's not essentially there as an ochel. And therefore it can't determine bracha. Those were the, that's, you know, not going into all the intricacies, but that's the basic thing. Now, what I really want to do is I want to do the Tosis. So, Tosis on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Very, very strange, difficult Tosis. Tosis says, Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh saminim, mevarech alav borei minei mezonos. Right? So, it's quoting the statement of Rav and Shmuel at the end of this Gemara. And the Gemara, by the way, decides that Rav Kahana is correct, meaning it goes by the Shem Ochel. And that seems to be implied by Rav and Shmuel's halacha, kol sheyesh bo mechamesh saminim. They didn't qualify it, so it sounds like as long as it's functioning in a ochel manner, then that's it. The bracha is determined. It's determined by the Shem Ochel. That's what the Gemara said. Conclusion. So now Tosus picks up from there. Kol sheyesh bo mechamesh saminim mevarech alav borei minei mezonos. V'chein, however you pronounce that, she'osin mikemach umayim. O mechalav. So it's some kind of mixtures that have water or milk and kemach. Mevarchen alav barim and mizonos. V'chein kishenosim kemach letoch pulin or letoch adoshim or krishim. V'chein letoch shkedim. Shosim lechola. Yemosin also kadei shiyisar alev. As tzorach levarach barim and mizonos. All right, so you have all these cases where you're adding kemach into different beans, lentils, things like this, and almonds. So as long as you're adding it, and you see Tosus fits to what we were saying, kadeshi yisod alev, meaning as long as it's going in as an ochel, and therefore the shame ochel is the determinant. So soyed is exactly that quality, kadeshi yisod alev. If that's the objective, that's why it's being introduced, so then certainly that will determine the bracha. So that's good. But now he says like this, V'im ledevek ba'alma, eino tzarech levarech bari minei mizonas. He says, but if you're putting in as devek, then you don't have to make a bari minei mizonas. So that right away is difficult, as Rabbi Kiva Eger pointed out. What do you mean, eino tzarech levarech bari minei mizonas? He should have said, V'im ledevek ba'alma, tzarech levarech bari priyates. If it's the case of shkedim, for instance. What do you mean, eino tzarech? You're not allowed to make a bar minei mizonos. Wrong bracha. It should have been tzarech levarech bar priyates. That's problem number one. Because that's the Gemara that we did last week on Lama Tess. That I just reviewed, the ledevek. The minute it's ledevek, then it's not considered, it can't determine bracha. It's not being introduced, as we said last week, it's not being introduced as an ochel. We'll see if we'll modify that idea. But that's what's Tosus talking about? Doesn't make sense. That's one problem. V'tov lahachmir ulegama besocha suda laachar birkas amotzi upater mimanashach. He says, so it's a good idea to eat it in the middle of a meal after you make the hamotzi, and you'll be pater mimanashach. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks another question. But before we get to Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, we have a kasha. What do you mean v'tov l'achmir? I mean, it's a continuation of the previous question. The Gemara said l'devek ba'alma, you don't make a bracha. What's v'tov l'achmir? What else is going against the Gemara Lamites? That's the second problem. Then Rabbi Kiva Eger's problem number three, is Rabbi Kiva Eger says he doesn't stand altogether because the bracha on Shkedim is Bar Priyates. So the Birkas HaMotzi won't be poter that anyhow. Because the Birkas HaMotzi isn't poter, Bar Priyates. It's not considered tuffel to the Suda. That's another problem. And then the Netziv asks, he doesn't understand the last three words. What's the meaning, Upater B'manashach? What's the B'manashach? What is it? Does anybody know the track? What's the Mamanashach? What's Pata Mimanashach? I don't know what the Mamanashach is. In other words, all you're saying is, you don't know. What don't you know? You don't know. Vim Ledevik Balma, so what don't you know? You don't have to make a bar minei mizonos. So now what's the pater mimanashach? I don't get it. Yeah, you see, that's exactly what did Siv's kasha. There's no mimanashach. Because you don't know if the bracha is mizonos or a eitz. So if it's mizonos, okay, Hamotzi will take care of it. But if it's a eitz, Hamotzi won't take care of it, so there's no mimanashach. The lashon mimanashach doesn't make sense. It's part of the same problem as before. But he just wants to show you that the whole thing is difficult. It's basically three problems. You can't say Tov L'Hachmir if the Gemara Lama Test says that if it's L'Devek, then you don't make the bracha. You can't be Machmir against the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't Mesupak. Yeah, right. The Gemara on Lama Test, it says you make Hadama, not Mizonas, when it's Lidvuki Balma. So what's the problem? That's the Gemara's Pshat. So if it's Ledevik here, then you definitely know the Bracha is Ha'etz. End of story. Nothing to talk about. Now feel free to make Ha'etz. What do you have to eat it during the meal for? And if you make it during the meal, it still won't work. Because Ha'etz isn't Niftar from Bayamotzi, right. And then there's no Patim and Manashach. The whole thing is a problem. Yeah. Even if it's a Refuya Chayiv and a Bracha, that's the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amin Aleph. Gemara on Lamed Vav Aleph says, where's that Gemara? Yeah, it says, Ma'u the same, Kevin the Refuya Kama Chavin, Lo Liv Rachale Aklal, Kamash Malon, Kevin the Islay, Hanomi Nei, Boi Bruchi. So you see that even if you're Machavin for Refuya, that doesn't take it out of the, as long as there's Hano Sachila, you definitely make a Bracha. Even if your Kavan is Refuah.
And it would be 8.
And then it would be 8.
It would be the appropriate Bracha.
In this case, it would be 8, correct. So I kind of warned you guys last week that I was looking at, the Netziv's Merome Sada. So, I don't know if you all ran out and bought one, but you at least should have looked at it. So I think he gives a good shot here in this Tazis. There is another pshat. If you get a chance, take a look at it, during the week, you compare it. The Taz was also somewhat bothered. In Reish Ches, I believe it is. Right on the Machaber that talks about this case, where you have the Shkedim and the Kamach. There's a Taz there. But this morning, I just want to stick to the Tziv. So the Tziv starts off right on this Tosis. So he mentions Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashas. All right. That first of all should have been Sarach Levarech Borei Pri Ha'etz. And what does it mean V'tov LaHachmir? And also right Al Shkedim in the middle of a meal Yechayev to make a bracha. So he has basically all the kashas. So now he says like this. Something's got to give in this Tosis. I mean, something's not right here. Okay? The kashas are very big. So, the Tziv says like this. He says, V'li nira, shigam beloza. Oh, that's the Mamanashach. Yeah, okay. Elanira de pshita de Tosis. Now, listen carefully. Elanira de pshita de lehatosis, de tsarech levarecha eitz. He says, if you read the Tosfos carefully, you'll see it was Pashat the Tosfos that definitely you make Ha'etz on this Shkedim dish. Bein b'soch ha'suda, bein shelo b'soch ha'suda. Whether it's in the middle of a meal or not in the middle of a meal. Ela nestapku im yesh levarech gam mezonos. Tosfos' suffix was, maybe you should also make mizonos. V'hainu mishum de efsher liklof hakemach v'ulai eino tofel kolkach delo mikri tofel ela tofel ba'achila shahatofel ne'achal agav ha'ikar aval kan eino ela tofel ba'asiyoso Kidei she yis dabek ba'asiyaso, avalo ba'achilaso. Of course, we're going to have to put this into, more defined terms. Okay, so far, what is he saying? He's saying that definitely they know you make ha'etz. Their question was mizonos. Why? Because here, I'm going to just translate what he's saying into a little bit more into our terms. Because over here, it's different than the case on Daf Lamed Tes. Why? Because over here, in the very Achila, it's possible to eat the Kemach separately. And therefore, perhaps you'll say it's not Tafel, It's not enough. Doesn't qualify as being Tafel. Because it's not considered Tafel unless it's Tafel in the eating. Where the Tafel is eaten via the Iker. But over here, this Tafel of Ledvuki is in the making of it. That you want it to cling together when it's made. But it has nothing to do with the eating. So he says, so while it's true, de'eino b'chlal ha'de Rav Shmuel liftor b'birkas mezonos levad, while it's true, it's not part of Rav Shmuel's halacha. That definitely a yotze with just birkas mezonos, mikol makom eshef tzarech liklov levarech mezonos. But perhaps you really should eat like a separate part and make a mezonos. V'hainu da'omru atosus eino tzarech levarech mezonos. V'yotzin in birkas ha'etz levad. Now he explains the lashon. That's why Tosus said eino tzarech levarech mezonos. Okay? He means because you'll be yotze with ha'etz. That's one of the possibilities. So he wants to show you the lashon, how the lashon fits in perfectly according to his pshat. V'tov lahachmir, but you have to be machmir because we don't know. It doesn't. It's not exactly the same case on Labit Test that the Gemara gave later, where it's a thoroughly, intertwined mixture. It's all mixed up. So in the achila, you're eating the entire tarovas, but not over here. So therefore, he says, what should you do? You should be machmir and eat in the meal. Why? Upatim b'manashach. Since you're going to make ha'etz anyhow on the shkedim, right? So if the kemach is tafel, you are yotze with the eitz. And if the kemach isn't tafel, then you're yotze with the hamotzi. That's the b'manashach. You worked out a pshat. Now the only thing is we should just define it a little better. I mean, it's pretty close. I mean, he's not that far off from I don't think he's that far off from the definition. I think he describes it pretty nicely. You guys hear it?
Can you repeat the Manashach again?
Sure. The Manashach is, you definitely know you're making ha'etz on this thing. That's for sure. Oh, so now if you eat it in the Besoch HaSuda, you're going to make eight. Now the question is the Kemach that's part of the Shkedim dish. Oh, so if you really hold that this does meet the criteria of Devek, so then it's Tafel to the eight. And if you say no, it doesn't meet the definition of Devek, so then it's going to be, then the Mezonos is going to be Potter with the Hamotzi. So it's Patam and Manashach. The Mizonos is Patam and Manashach. That's a perfect Mimanashach. And also explains Tosu's Lashon, Einot Sarach Lavarach Bari Mene Mizonos. Because he definitely knows you're making Ha'etz. It's pretty ingenious, I think. Pretty nice shot. It really fits the Lashon Tosu's. I mean, word for word. But now we just have to understand, conceptualize it. In Lamed Tes, the Netziv is learning that is a real Taroves. It's a real Taroves. Everything is mixed together. If I try to say any more, I'm going to start saying a definition. Whereas over here, you've got Shkedim, and then you got globs of Kemach. Shkedim and globs of Kemach. And that's what Tosef was Mesupik. Definitely the globs were put in there, in a sense, Ledevek. But the question is, halachically, does that follow the halachas of Devek? Or do you say maybe not? That was his question. He knew the classic case of Devek. That's where it's all mixed together, but the kemach is serving one purpose, to hold all those ingredients together. You really want those other ingredients. You have no interest in kemach. But the kemach holds it all together. See, his lashon is, v'hainim shim de'efsha liklof ha-kemach v'ulai eino tafel kolkach. Right? That needs to be defined. What's tafel kolkach? The lo mikri tafel ela tafel ba'achila sha'atafel ne'achal agav ha'ikar aval kan eino ela tafel ba'asiyaso kidei she'yisdabek ba'asiyaso aval lo ba'achilaso. It sounds to me like this, that the Netziv is learning, when you say it's ledevek, devek means that it has a certain it's there only for a functional reason. It's not there for achila. It's there for function. And that's why it doesn't have it doesn't determine the bracha. Because it's inherently bottle. You know what I mean? It's inherently bottle. Bottle in the sense that it's there for a functional reason for the other foods. And therefore, it's by definition bottle. It's considered part of their eating. Okay? If you don't have to really say devek because it's not a shame achila. It's not it's not an ochel. He's learning differently, and maybe better, actually. It's simply that this thing is being put in here for a functional reason. And that's why it's considered accidental and tafel to everything else. And therefore cannot get a bracha. Oh. But the question is, and this is Tosa's Safek, according to Netziv, on Daf Lamites, where it's one Taroves, and every Achila relates to the entity of the Taroves, so that's it. The bracha certainly will not be determined by the devek, by the thing that's devek, by the kamach. But Tosa's question is, what do you do in a case where the kamach was put in for functional reasons, but in the maisa achila, you relate to it separately? Now what do you say? Do you say since it was put in the dish for a functional reason, therefore by definition it's tafel, say goodbye? Or do you say no? It's very nice if that's why you put it in, but now when the gavra sits down to eat and he does a maisa achila, the maisa achila relates to the kamach. It's not relating to a chefts of taroves as a taroves. Some bites are shkedim, some bites are kemach, some bites are both. So if the maisa achila, what's the word I'm looking for? If the maisa achila, you know, can relate individually, or singles out the kemach, now from the perspective of the maisa achila, now the mizonos should demand the bracha. That's Tosa's Suffolk. And that's why you can't bring a raya from Lamites. Lamites is factually a different case. There's nothing new that emerges in the Maisa Achila. It was put in Ledevek Basiyaso, and that's it. It disappears as part into a mixture. And now the Gavr is only eating the mixture, the Taroves. So it doesn't have an individual identity. Okay? But over here, it's true it was put in asiyaso as a function, but it remains separate and apart in the Achila. And that's why Tosus was Mesopak. That was his question. Is the Mizonas Tufel to the Shkedim or not? Functionally, it is. And therefore, the Iker should be Poter the Tufel. However, in the Maisa Achila, not so clear. So that's why he said the best thing to do is to, of course, make her eight, but eat it in the middle of the meal. If you eat it in the middle of the meal, you put them in Marashach. And it explains the Lashon of Einot Tzarech Levarech Bari Minei Mizonos, because he knew you're making a ha'eitz, and everything, all the kashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger fall off. Yeah, Imla Devek Ba'alma, but if you put it for Devek, so you still have to make Bari Pri Ha'eitz. So therefore he says, in Devek Ba'alma, Einot Tzarech Levarech Bari Minei Mizonos. Perfect. But the coin that's in, it's not a question of eights versus mizonos. It's a question of you have to make an eight. Now the question is, do you have to make mizonos? So Tosus first inclines, no, eino tsarach levarach bar minei mizonos. But he's really mesupik. And that's why he says, V'tov l'achmir. Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks the question is, what bracha are you making on Shkedim? That's why he says, how can he say, ain't tzarech levarech? What do you mean, ain't tzarech levarech? You're not allowed to make a bar mitzvah on Shkedim. You have to make a eight. But the Netziv is showing you that, no, that's not the Tosis problem. Tosis knows you make a eight on Shkedim. The question is, do you have to make a bracha on mizonos? On the Kemach, so there he says, ain't Tzarech Levarech. Because that's his first side. But he's Mesupik. It's perfect. Yeah, you're right, it's true that the Lashon ain't Tzarech is strange. But that's because this is in a very unusual case. Because normally the Suffolk is one Bracha versus another Bracha. But this is an unusual case where you definitely know you're making a Bracha. The question is, are you making a second bracha? So there, Tosus could say, you don't need the second bracha. Ain't no tzarech.
Rabbi.
I think that's perfect. It's beautiful. That's exactly. Normally, you can never say that. You can't say ain't no tzarech. You're right. Either you're going to say make this bracha, make that bracha, or suffik brachas lahakil. Don't make any bracha. But here you're telling me, no, I know I'm making bracha A. The question is, am I also making bracha B? So that you're poter with the first bracha. Ain't no tzarach, a second bracha. Or maybe not. So what do? Eat it in the meal. Ain't no tzarach means, it doesn't mean you don't have to, but if you could, if you want to. It's not that kind of ain't no tzarach. It means you're yotze the dish with the borek priya eitz on the shkedim. And now, ain't no tzarach, you don't require the mizonos. This will take care of the dish. Eino tzorech bari b'nei mizonos. Because it's going to be, according to the first way of thinking, it's going to still be considered tafel. Because it's going to be, it was there functionally for the dish. So therefore it's tafel. Eino tzorech, your yotze with the eights. Or do you say, no, maybe tzorech bari b'nei mizonos. What do? Eat it in the meal. That's how Tosus is learning. You don't like this? I can't. That's what he's saying. That's the shot in Tosus. It's not an Eino Tzarech, like a wishy-washy Eino Tzarech. Like, if you don't want it, but if you'd like it, you can. It's not that Eino Tzarech. It's a halachic Eino Tzarech.
It's not demanding of.
That's right.
To do it. It's not commanding him.
Because the eights was poter the dish. The eights is poter the shkedim dish. That's it. Now you don't require mizonos, because the mizonos is considered tafel. But maybe not. That's his question. He doesn't know.
Robert?
Yes. I have to stop, but yeah, Vitov Lachmir does seem to think, definitely, if put it this way, if a guy made an eitz already, that would be it. Tosafot would say to eat the dish. That's for sure. Yeah, I agree with you. Yes. Tov Lachem, it sounds like he really leans Iker that it is considered Devek. It is Devek. In other words, Devek is halacha, it's not determined by the, at the time of Achila, but it's based on its function in the dish. Does seem that's the way he holds. Yes. And I've got to stop now, because I got to go into New York.